WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A look inside Gaza City's largest hospital. Israeli troops escorted CBS's MTS Tayyab through parts of Al-Shifa, where forces continue the search for evidence of Hamas operations.
According to the Gaza Ministry of Health, around 650 patients, many critically ill, still remain inside. But we were not allowed access to any of them.
An attorney for Breonna Taylor's family says they'll continue to seek justice after the federal trial of a former Louisville police officer ended in a mistrial.
Of course, the family is disappointed. This is not the outcome they wanted, but we are here for the long game.
Drivers in Los Angeles are breathing a sigh of relief. The governor says the 10 freeway will be open by next Tuesday latest after an arson fire that shut it down Saturday. Mayor Karen Bass.
What a gift for Los Angeles to have right before a holiday to know that your commute will be better.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Low unemployment is holding steady in Wisconsin, 3.2% in October compared to 3.1% in September. Research shows even more people would be working in Wisconsin if it weren't for childcare challenges.
Difficulty in finding childcare translated into about 60,000 workers, potential workers, that weren't in the workforce because of that.
Dennis Winters is the chief economist for the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. Scientists at the University of Wisconsin in Madison find the donated brains of men who were veterans in World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War were 26% times more likely to show signs of Alzheimer's disease than men who did not serve in the military. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Eau Claire area residents should be on the lookout after the city announced a bear has been migrating through the Riverview Drive area. A City of Eau Claire Facebook post claims a bear was spotted behind the water plant on Riverview Drive, and residents who use that area for biking or walking should stay alert and keep their pets leashed. The Department of Natural Resources also said the bear is progressing into hibernation, and the best thing for the bear and the public is to steer clear of it if possible. Democratic lawmakers have begun circulating 20 pieces of draft legislation to address climate change, agriculture, schools, electric utilities, and workforce training. According to a Wisconsin Examiner report, the Assembly's Democratic leader representative, Greta Neubauer, said, quote, "The climate crisis is real and there is no time to waste in taking action. We need to build our climate resilience, invest in policies that will help grow our green economy, and support Wisconsinites as we build a better future for all of us." And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light. At 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC tell us 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
College hoops tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Head coach Greg Gard and the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team will be at home tonight in the Kohl Center, taking on a team from Pennsylvania, Robert Morris University. The Badgers now 1-2 for the season after losses to Tennessee and the other night at Providence. Also in Madison, Camp Randall busy today with the final WIAA State Football Championships, Divisions 1, 2, and 3, competing for the state tournament trophy. NFL, Packers host the Chargers on Sunday, the kickoff at noon. Green Bay will be wearing those green jerseys with gold numbers from the 1950s that have been so popular the past 3 years. After a slow start, Packers running back A.J. Dillon seems to be back to his old self, Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, I think he's done a much better job in terms of running with better pad level, finishing forward, breaking tackles. Certainly, I think that's going to be a big key in this game. I think, you know, you look at the Chargers.
That's the Packers head coach, Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy and a whole lot colder today. We'll get to around 42 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. 29 tonight, sunny. 50 tomorrow, 50 again on Sunday. The weekend looking good, and enjoy it while you can because it's going to get colder. We're talking highs in the 20s by mid to late next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This
is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop.
And welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. Welcome back. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday, and as always, it's Fridays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. Good morning to you, Sandy. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right. I'm back.
Yeah,
we're back.
We're both back.
Yeah.
And let me do this. So for guy, hey Calvin, how you doing, man?
I am doing well. Like you said, well, it is a welcome back for you.
Well, you know, I have to say, man, congratulations to my fill-in host Stu. Stu did a magnificent job of hosting the last few days, and all I could think about, Sandy, is I'd better not miss any more days. So he was really great. I'm sure you guys enjoyed him. But, you know, back to the old salt mines. And so we have a special guest in the studio, colleague Don Brown. What's it called? What's your show called on Saturdays?
This Week in Waukesha.
This Week in Waukesha has a special announcement he wants to make.
Hey, thanks for having me, Earl. I'll be very brief because I know you and Sandy, to borrow from our good friend James Santella, Morning Cannolis, you two have an ambitious but achievable agenda, so I want to be respectful of that. But
that's his verbiage.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. You have to see, he's got stacks and stacks of notes. So he's got a lot of content. So, but speaking of content, my show happens before James Centel. It's normally started at 8, but starting next Saturday, not tomorrow, but next Saturday, Small Business Saturday, This Week in Waukesha will move to a two-hour format. And that inaugural episode will be great because we're celebrating small businesses in Waukesha. We're going to have a few small business owners either appearing in person or calling in to talk about specials they have, as well as all the wonderful things they have year-round. And I encourage your listeners to check us out because, you know, Waukesha is another great Wisconsin city. It's very unique. It's the oldest university city here, thanks to our friends at Carroll University. It's Guitar Town USA. There's so much going on in this vibrant community that a one-hour show just doesn't do it enough justice. So I'm really grateful to Civic Media and for the opportunity to talk about more issues affecting life here in Waukesha. And these issues that also resonate with the rest of us around the state. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity to come on and promote that. And also gives an opportunity for Waukesha residents and those who love Waukesha to call in on our number, 844-967-2789. I know Merle's got that memorized. So I encourage your calls. And then tomorrow is a kind of a, what should we say, preamble or a good warm-up. We're going to have Chief Daniel Thompson from Waukesha Police Department, his first appearance on the show tomorrow. That starts at 8. But again, starting Small Business Saturday, the 25th, This Week in Waukesha will be a two-hour show, 7 to 9, and we look forward to seeing everybody there.
Sandy, you know a little bit about Waukesha. You know your way around.
Well, Waukesha is a, you know, actually lots of the small towns around, you know, of Wisconsin are old, go date way back. So, you know, Waukesha is one of the oldest, and it, you know, Carroll started, I think, before statehood in 1842.
That's right. Yeah.
But I think most of the listeners who live in this, in some of the smaller communities around the state, are living in places that date way back. And it's interesting, the heritage that you can feel when you're in such a small town. It's,
yeah,
it's much different than, you know, you can go around Milwaukee and see the old buildings, but right, you don't have a sense of oldness like you do when you go down Main Street in Amory or someplace, and you can, yeah, look over and that building was 1910 and that one was 1895. And
in Main Street and Waukesha downtown, there's so much great architecture, very historic, and it's a great little walking tour of Wisconsin just right here in our downtown.
Well, Waukesha is not a small town by any stretch of the imagination.
70,000 people, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like our mayor, Sean Riley, always says is he hates when people refer to Waukesha as another suburb, because it's not. It's a very unique university city and so much history. Birthplace of the forward pass in football. I don't know if you guys knew that. But
and the electric guitar, modern electric guitar.
Exactly, yeah.
So, but, you know, the small towns, smaller cities, but they're cities, you know, yeah, and Green Bay and Bayfield and all these places that are around the state that we talk to are cities onto themselves. They all revolved around some industries going way back, and their heritage is closely tied to the Wisconsin heritage. So I think the roots of Wisconsin lie really in these smaller cities. That's the place where you can really get a sense of the heritage.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's great that Civic Media continues to grow, because there's so many other great programs sharing this information and this rich history and a lot of the great goings on in these different communities statewide.
You know, it just, as you guys are talking about that, and, you know, as we are now connected to many other cities in the state, you know, I would say that our phone lines are always open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And Sandy, you know, it certainly would open the phone lines to people who are willing to call in and talk a little bit about their cities, their towns.
Absolutely.
What makes them special.
What's currently ticking in their town that keeps their attention. You know, we talk a lot about national stuff, but there's...